Chapter 6. General Driving. Turning and Turnabouts. When turning, search all corners for traffic controls, pedestrians, other vehicles, and signal your intentions. Enter and maintain proper position in the lane that is closest to the direction you want to go. Look through the turn to the farthest point possible along the intended path. Accelerate smoothly to an appropriate speed, make sure your turn signal is cancelled, and check traffic to the rear. Right turns. Avoid swinging wide to the left before making the turn. Always turn right from the rightmost portion of the lane. Left turns. When making a left turn, yield to oncoming traffic. Always turn left from the leftmost portion of the lane. Multiple lanes turning. Identify and enter the lane from which you will turn. Stay in that lane until the turn is completed. 2-point turnabout. In this type of turn, a street, alley, or driveway is used to reverse the direction you are traveling when it is not practical or possible to drive around a block. Reverse 2-point turnabout. Signal your intention to turn right. Stop and check traffic to the sides and rear of the vehicle. Move back until the rear bumper of the vehicle reaches the near edge of the driveway. While backing slowly, steer all the way to the right. As the vehicle enters the driveway, straighten the wheels and stop. Shift to drive and check both directions. If it is clear, signal and turn left into the proper lane and accelerate as appropriate. Forward 2-point turnabout. Check the mirrors and signal your intention to turn left. Move close to the center of the road and turn into the driveway or alley as near as possible to the right side. Stop as the rear of the vehicle clears the curb or edge of the driveway. Check in all directions for traffic, signal a right turn, and shift to reverse. When the path is clear, move slowly in reverse while turning the steering wheel quickly all the way to the right. As the vehicle enters the nearest lane, straighten the wheels, stop, shift to drive, cancel the right signal, and move forward. 3-point turnabout, Y turn. Use this type of turnabout only when the road or street is too narrow to make a U-turn and it's not possible to go around the block. This type of turn should only be used on a two-lane roadway. To perform a 3-point turnabout, check the mirrors and activate the right turn signal to communicate your intention to pull off to the right side of the road. Stop on the right side of the road. Activate the left turn signal, check traffic, and check blind spots by looking over your left shoulder. When traffic is clear, turn hard left to the other side of the road and stop when you have reached the other side. Place the vehicle in reverse, check traffic, and check blind spots on both sides by looking over your shoulders. When traffic is clear, turn hard right to the other side of the road and stop. Place the vehicle in drive, activate the left turn signal, and check traffic and blind spots. When traffic is clear, turn hard left and drive forward into the right lane of traffic heading in the new direction. Check traffic and make sure the turn signal has canceled. Continue driving straight in the new direction. U-turns. A U-turn is a turn within the road, made in one smooth U-shaped motion, to end up traveling in the opposite direction. Do not make a U-turn at any intersection where a police officer is controlling traffic unless the officer instructs you to make a U-turn. Mid-block on any street in a business district or mid-block on a through, main, highway that is in a residential district. Except where the street or highway is divided, and the turn is made at a legal opening or crossover. At any place where signs prohibit such turns. Upon a curve or upon the approach to or near the crest of a grade on any undivided highway where the vehicle cannot be seen by the driver of any other vehicle with 500 feet approaching from any direction. At any place where a U-turn cannot be made safely or without interfering with other traffic. Intersections. Do not rely on other road users to obey traffic control signal devices or signs. Some road users may not yield the right of way. Be prepared to avoid a crash. At all intersections, reduce speed and search for traffic control devices. Oncoming and cross traffic. Pedestrians and bicyclists. The roadway conditions. Areas of limited visibility. Before moving after stopping at an intersection, take the extra time to check for crossing traffic and bicyclists. It is recommended that you look left, then right, and then left again before entering the intersection. At a traffic signal when the light turns green, avoid immediately moving into the intersection. Take the time to make sure the path of travel is clear and that there is no crossing traffic. You will need a large enough gap to get the vehicle across the roadway, enough space to turn into the appropriate lane, and to get up to speed. Never assume another driver will share space with your vehicle or give your vehicle any additional space. Do not turn into a lane just because an approaching vehicle has a turn signal active. The driver with an active turn signal may plan to turn after they go past your vehicle or may have forgotten to turn the signal off from a prior turn. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are becoming more common in the US because they provide safer and more efficient traffic flow than standard intersections. By keeping traffic moving one way in a counterclockwise direction, there are fewer conflict points and traffic flows more smoothly. Crash statistics show that roundabouts reduce fatal crashes about 90%, reduce injury crashes about 75%, and reduce overall crashes about 35% when compared to other types of intersection controls. When driving a roundabout, the same general rules apply as for maneuvering through any other type of intersection. Truck apron. Large vehicles need more space when driving in a roundabout. A truck apron is a paved area on the inside of the roundabout for the rear wheels of large trucks to use when turning, sometimes referred to as off-tracking. Truck aprons are not to be used by cars, SUVs, or pickup trucks. Steps for driving a roundabout. 1. Slow down and obey traffic signs. 2. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists. 3. Yield to traffic on your left already in the roundabout. 4. Enter the roundabout when there is a safe gap in traffic. 5. Keep your speed low within the roundabout. 6. As you approach the exit, turn on your right turn signal. 7. Yield to pedestrians and bicycles when exiting. Emergency vehicles in a roundabout. Always yield to emergency vehicles. If you have not entered the roundabout, pull over and allow emergency vehicles to pass. If you have entered the roundabout, continue to your exit, then pull over and allow emergency vehicles to pass. Avoid stopping in the roundabout. Driving a roundabout with two or more lanes. As you get closer to the roundabout entrance, it is very important to observe the signs and arrows to determine which lane to use before entering a roundabout. Black and white signs on the side of the road and white arrows on the road will show the correct lane to use. In general, if you want to make a left turn, you should be in the left lane or other lanes that are signed and marked as left turn lanes. If you want to make a right turn, you should be in the right lane or other lanes that are signed and marked as right turn lanes. If you want to go straight, observe the signs and arrows to see which lane is correct. Cloverleaf interchanges. At Cloverleaf interchanges, drivers should always be careful to pay attention to traffic trying to enter or exit the highway or interstate. This was once the most popular type of interchange. It was once considered an efficient way to connect two highways seamlessly with minimal disruption of movement. Nowadays, states tend to favor other types of interchange designs such as diamond interchanges, diverging diamond interchanges, single-point urban interchanges. This is because of the issues that can occur in the weaving areas on a cloverleaf interchange with the short sections of freeway between the loop ramps. Here traffic is trying to enter the interstate lanes at the same time that other traffic is trying to exit. The ramp loops at these interchanges also often require a much lower speed to safely negotiate around the curves. Diverging diamond interchange, DDI. A diverging diamond interchange, DDI, is designed to intuitively guide motorists through the interchange. This type of interchange intersection has been shown to increase capacity and safety, decrease congestion, and minimize the cost of new infrastructure. When driving a DDI, the same general rules apply as for maneuvering through any other type of intersection. Navigating a diverging diamond interchange, DDI. Drivers follow the signs, signals, and pavement markings to cross through the intersection at the first set of traffic signals. Traffic appears as if on a one-way street. All left turns onto the freeway or free flow, meaning vehicles do not stop to access the ramp. Vehicles going straight simply proceed through a second set of traffic signals. Pedestrians travel on designated walkways and cross only at the crosswalks. Bicyclists may choose to use the bike lane or pedestrian walkways in crosswalks. Proper driving techniques on the interstate. You must not cross the median of an interstate highway. If you miss your exit, go on to the next exit. Backing up on the interstate is prohibited under any circumstances. Avoid unnecessary lane changing. Stay in the right lane unless overtaking and passing another vehicle. Maintain steady speed. Keep pace with other traffic. Obey posted speed limits. Rules for school buses. You must always stop for a school bus that has its red lights flashing or its stop arm extended at all times unless the roadway is separated by a physical barrier. After the school bus's red lights have stopped flashing and the stop arm is no longer visible, proceed slowly watching for children. Parking. You are responsible for making sure that your vehicle is not a hazard when it is parked. Always make sure to park in a designated area. When parking along the roadway, park the vehicle as far away from the flow of traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to it as possible. No parking zones. Whenever you park, be sure it is in a place far enough from any travel lane to avoid interfering with traffic and that the vehicle is visible to others approaching from either direction. Park in a designated parking area if possible. Always set the parking brake when you park. Leave the vehicle in the lowest gear if it has a manual transmission, or in park if it has an automatic transmission. A possible exception to this is during cold weather when it is possible the parking brake could freeze in the on position. At such times, you may choose to leave the parking brake off. The vehicle should still be left in the lowest gear or in park. If parked on a rural highway, there must be at least 15 feet of road width for other traffic to pass the vehicle. The vehicle must be visible for at least 500 feet in either direction. The parking lights and taillights must be on if it is dark outside. Get out of the vehicle on the curbside if possible. If it is not possible, use the street side. Be sure to check for traffic before opening the door. Shut the door as soon as possible after getting out. Never leave the ignition key in a parked vehicle. It is a good habit to lock the doors whenever exiting the vehicle. If parking on a roadway, park the vehicle as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to it as possible. Parking on a hill. 1. Check for traffic in the mirrors and blind spots. Signal right and pull over as far to the right as possible and stop. Slow as you are moving out of traffic. 2. Turn the wheels sharply to the left if there is a curb and facing uphill. 3. Turn the wheels sharply to the right if there is no curb or if facing downhill. See the illustrations below. This way, if the vehicle starts to roll, it will roll away from traffic. 4. Set the emergency brake and place the vehicle in park. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, shift it into reverse if parking downhill or into the lowest gear if parking uphill. 5. To resume travel, put your turn signal on, check mirrors and blind spots. When safe to do so, pull out into the traffic lane. Perpendicular and angle parking. When entering a perpendicular or angle parking space, identify the space in which you will park and check traffic. Signal your intentions. Move forward slowly, turning the steering wheel left or right as appropriate, until the vehicle reaches the middle of the space. Center the vehicle in the space. Move to the front of the parking space, stop, and secure the vehicle. When exiting a perpendicular or angle parking space, check for traffic in all directions. Continue to check traffic and move straight back until the front bumper clears the vehicle parked beside you. Turn the steering wheel sharply in the direction that the rear of the vehicle should move to. When the vehicle clears the parking area space, stop and shift to drive. Accelerate smoothly and steering as needed to straighten wheels. Parallel parking. Observe other traffic, pedestrians, and fixed objects throughout the following steps. 1. Check traffic in rear-view mirrors as you slow. Put the appropriate turn signal on. Stop even with the vehicle in the parking space ahead and about 2 feet away from it. 2. Turn the wheels right and slowly back towards the vehicle in the parking space behind. As the front door passes the back bumper of the vehicle in the space ahead, straighten the wheels and continue to back straight. 3. When clear of the vehicle in the space ahead, turn the wheels sharply to the left and back slowly toward the vehicle in the space behind. Be looking towards the sidewalk area and towards the vehicle that is now behind you. 4. Turn the wheels to the right and pull toward the center of the parking space. Straighten the wheels, unless on a hill. When the maneuver is finished, the vehicle should be within 12 inches of the curb or edge of the road, and at least 2 feet away from the parked vehicles. To resume travel, put the turn signal on and then check mirrors and blind spots. When safe to do so, pull out into the traffic lane. Changing lanes. When changing lanes, check any mirrors. Check any blind spots. Identify a gap in traffic, signal, and then look again in the direction of the lane change. Adjust speed and steer into lane. Blind spots are areas around the vehicle where your view is obstructed. You cannot see pedestrians or other vehicles in the rearview or side mirrors when they are in these locations. The design of the vehicle and the position of the pillars that support the roof will determine the location of the blind spots. Factors such as dirty windshields and glaring lights can also create temporary blind spots. It is important to know the location of any blind spots. Before making lane changes or turns, quickly turn your head to look for any hidden pedestrians or vehicles. Avoid driving in other drivers' blind spots. Be particularly conscious of blind spots when driving near commercial vehicles. Adjusting to traffic and interstate driving. On a roadway with multiple lanes going in the same direction, crashes involving two or more vehicles often happen when drivers go faster or slower than other vehicles. Keep pace with traffic. If you are driving faster than other traffic, you will need to keep passing other drivers. Each time you pass someone, there is a greater chance of a collision. The vehicle you are passing may change lanes or, on a two-lane road, an oncoming vehicle may suddenly appear. Slow down and keep pace with other traffic. Speeding does not save more than a few minutes for each hour of driving. Going much slower than other vehicles can be just as bad as speeding. It is dangerous and you can be ticketed for impeding traffic. It tends to make vehicles bunch up behind you and causes other traffic to pass you. If vehicles are lined up behind you, pull over when safe to do so and let them pass. You should either drive faster or consider using a road with slower posted speeds. Entering traffic. When merging with traffic, try to enter at the same speed that traffic is currently moving. High-speed roadways generally have an acceleration lane with the entrance ramp to give time to build up speed. Use the lane to reach the speed of other vehicles before merging into traffic. Do not drive to the end of the lane and stop, or there will not be enough room to get up to speed of traffic. Also, drivers behind you will not expect a sudden stop. If they are watching traffic on the main road, you may be hit from the rear. If you must wait for a space to enter the roadway, slow down on the ramp so you have some room to speed up before you must merge. You must yield to traffic already moving on the roadway. Leaving traffic. Keep up with the speed of traffic if you are on the main road. If the road on which you are traveling has exit ramps, do not slow down until you move onto the exit ramp. When you turn from a high speed, two-lane roadway, try not to slow down too early if you have traffic following you. Tap the brakes quickly but safely and reduce speed. Slow-moving traffic. Some vehicles cannot travel very fast or they have trouble keeping up with the speed of traffic. If you spot these vehicles early, you have time to change lanes or safely slow down. Slowing suddenly can cause a crash. Watch for large trucks and small cars on steep grades or when they are entering traffic. They can lose speed on long or steep uphill climbs and it takes longer for them to get up to speed when they enter traffic. Farm tractors, animal-drawn vehicles, and roadway maintenance vehicles usually go 25 miles per hour or less. Generally, these vehicles should have a slow-moving vehicle sign on the back. Slow down when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and, if possible, move over to the left to pass it. Never pass on the right. Bicyclists should have reflectors or lights on their bikes. However, some bikes may not have this equipment. Be especially careful and watchful for bikes and bicyclists. Trouble spots. Wherever people gather or traffic is heavy, room to move is limited. You need to lower your speed to have time to react in a crowded space. Here are some of the places where you may need to slow down. Shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas are busy areas with vehicles, pedestrians, and bicyclists stopping, starting, and moving in different directions. Rush hours often have heavy traffic and drivers may be in a hurry. Narrow bridges and tunnels force vehicles approaching from opposite sides closer together. Schools, playgrounds, and residential streets often have children present. Always watch for children crossing the street, running, or riding into the street without looking. Railroad crossings require you to make sure there are no trains coming and that you have enough room to cross. Some crossings are bumpy, so you should slow down to cross safely. Passing. On multi-lane roads, the leftmost lane is intended to be used for passing slower vehicles. Never pass on the shoulder, whether it is paved or not. When passing another vehicle, pass the vehicle as quickly and safely as possible. The longer your vehicle stays alongside the other vehicle, the longer you are in danger of the other vehicle moving toward your lane. To pass. Check for oncoming traffic. Check mirrors and over your shoulder for following or passing vehicles. Signal your intentions when it is safe to pass. Steer smoothly into the passing lane. Maintain or adjust speed as necessary. Continue to pass until the complete front of the passed vehicles is visible in the rearview mirror. Signal your intention to return to the lane. Steer smoothly into the lane, maintaining or adjusting speed as necessary. When being passed, stay in your lane. Maintain a constant speed to allow the driver to pass you. Do not attempt to pass when an oncoming vehicle is approaching. Your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, at intersections, before a highway railroad crossing, or before a bridge. When passing a bicyclist, slow down and allow as much space as possible and consider the bicyclist's speed when passing. 32-26-26.1. Overtaking bicycle. Minimum separation. Violation is misdemeanor. The driver of any motor vehicle overtaking a bicycle proceeding in the same direction shall allow a minimum of a 3-foot separation between the right side of the driver's vehicle, including any mirror or other projection, and the left side of the bicycle if the posted limit is 35 miles per hour or less, and shall allow a minimum of 6 feet separation if the posted limit is greater than 35 miles per hour. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, a motor vehicle overtaking a bicycle proceeding in the same direction may partially cross the highway centerline or the dividing line between two lanes of travel in the same direction if it can be performed safely. The driver of the motor vehicle shall maintain that separation until safely past the overtaken bicycle. A violation of this section is a Class 2 misdemeanor. What a driver should do during an enforcement stop. Acknowledge the officer's presence by turning on your right turn signal. Activating your signal lets the officer know that you recognize their presence. An officer may become alarmed if you fail to recognize them and might perceive that you have a reason to avoid yielding or that you might be impaired. Move your vehicle to the right shoulder of the road. The officer will guide you using their patrol vehicle. Do not move onto the center median. Do not stop in the center median of a freeway or on the opposite side of a two-lane roadway. This will place both the driver and the officer in danger of being hit by oncoming traffic. On a freeway, move completely onto the right shoulder, even if you're in the carpool, HOV lane. Pull your vehicle as far off the roadway as possible. When it is dark, look for locations that are well lit, such as areas with street or freeway lights, near restaurants, or service stations. End your cell phone conversation and turn off your radio. The officer needs your full attention to communicate with you to complete the enforcement stop in the least amount of time needed. Remain inside your vehicle unless otherwise directed by the officer. Never step out of your vehicle, unless an officer directs you to do so. During an enforcement stop, the officer's priorities are your safety, the safety of your passengers, the public and the officer's own personal safety. In most situations, the safest place for you and your passengers is inside your vehicle. Exiting your vehicle without first being directed by an officer can increase the risk of being struck by a passing vehicle and/or increase the officer's level of feeling threatened. Place your hands in clear view, including all passengers' hands, such as on the steering wheel, on top of your lap, etc. During an enforcement stop, an officer's inability to see the hands of the driver and all occupants in the vehicle increases the officer's level of feeling threatened. Most violent criminal acts against a law enforcement officer occur through the use of a person's hands, such as the use of a firearm, sharp object, etc. If your windows are tinted, it is recommended that you roll down your windows after you have stopped your vehicle on the right shoulder of the roadway and before the officer makes contact with you.